Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. Dear God, we come into your presence today with worship in our hearts and praises to you on our lips. You alone are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. There is none like you. There is not even a shadow of change with you. You never change. Lord, you know full well how that this world is going through fearful times. God, help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. You are the source of health and the God that heals. Indeed, the great physician. Heavenly Father, please bring healing to those who need it. Give comfort to those who have experienced loss. And for those who have remained healthy, may our hearts be filled with praise for your protection. You are our source of healing, our true source of peace in the midst of storms in this life. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you during these uncertain times. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
On a barren desert rock, a flower bloomed. stillness and the dark, a candlelight is scattering the shadows of the night. Where there's hope, hearts will keep believing. Where there's hope, dark will turn to day. Where there's hope, joy. The savage night of war, a prayer of peace is lifted up in faith to God above. In the hatred and the filth of city streets, a neighbor's hand is reaching out in love. From the desperation of a lonely
You have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Lord, thank you for the joy and the security of living in your presence. I look back and I marvel at all you've done for me. You've been with me every moment.
I look ahead and I see you there, more real and more wonderful than ever.
And I know you are with us now, loving us and blessing us. That gives me confidence and hope for every day. You will be with us forever.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. You are listening to Call to Worship. Our website, calltoworship.us, is where you'll learn more about this ministry. The Call to Worship ministries include podcasts, a Facebook page, Twitter, and the most recent edition, Christian Oldies. This ministry outreach includes a 24/7 online music station featuring contemporary Christian music from the early days of the Jesus Movement up through music of the early 1980s. You'll find details at ChristianOldies.com. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you very much for joining us for this time of worship and praise.
With his hand.
thank you very much for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
Peace give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. Peace give I to thee.
Faith give I to thee. Faith give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. We trust in the name.
God never changes. He remains faithful, the same Lord. That's a good perspective, actually an excellent perspective, relative to these days that are filled with uncertainty and sin on every side. It may seem to some that this world is going to hell in a handbasket. Fear of the unknown can be very scary. To the Christian, those concepts are simply perceptions, not reality. Reality is that God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our hope, our confidence, is in our unchanging God. He knew us before the foundation of the earth, and His love is forever faithful. He loved us then, demonstrated His love for us in salvation's plan, and continues to show His love through the Holy Spirit in our lives every day. That same Spirit has sealed us, locked us in a safe, secure place until we are transported into God's very presence in heaven. Yes, our ultimate hope is in Christ, in His will, enjoying salvation now, and hope in His presence as our future. Listen to Psalm 37. Hope in the Lord and keep His way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. Psalm 16. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad, and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. Jeremiah 17. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They're like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. For the most accurate reality and a correct perspective on who we are, who He is, and what we can count on every day, listen to God's Word. Let's look at Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very brink of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how He brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Fantastic. Reminder from Psalm 46, first 11 verses. Psalm 34, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. May God help us to think on these things here from Romans, the 5th chapter. Words to live by. Therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we've been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, may we not be distracted by the things going around us in this life, but rather keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Thank you.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. In a world constantly changing and lives filled with uncertainty, we can count on the fact, the reality, that God is God. He never changes. He loves us and will never leave us or forsake us. I hope that this time has been an encouragement to you and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please listen. Believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins, according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones, according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place a privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. Friend, I would love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, don't be afraid, for I am with you, says the Lord. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. And in John 14, Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid.
Themselves, but they're not alone. Yeah.